This is Ron Moss from the Heart. Webster's Dictionary defines learn as gain or acquire knowledge of or skill in something by study, experience, or being taught. Why did I start this conversation by defining the word learn? Because we live in all these different generations now. There is my generation, which I represent, the 60s, 70s, 80s. There are generations that represent the 90s, the 2000s, and the generation that we're in now, you know, we call the millennium, and I like the term the younger generation. And I'm curious to some extent of what we've learned and what we continue to learn and how our learning experiences dictate our lifestyle, dictate how we live, how we grow, how we raise our family, how we raise our kids. How do we raise the community that we live in? How do we be a part of the community that we live in? And how do we move forward in our professional careers? How do we move forward in our religious journeys, our Christian journeys? And I'm curious to understand, how do we continue to grow as Black men and fit into these categories in a more positive way? I have, you know, recently watched the news or watched news coverage of the elections. I was just as caught up in Georgia's Senate race, as I've talked about before. I was also taken aback watching the video of the young lady at the University of Kentucky, a young African-American lady at the University of Kentucky, when she had a white sister who was trying to me, bait her into a fight. And the whole time she was doing this, she made it her point, as she was later, or you could tell she was intoxicated, was not afraid to use the word nigger numerous times as the African sister continued to keep her cool and keep her calm and de-escalated the situation. I watched as the folks have tried to interview or try to downplay or try to make Kyrie Irving look bad for showing a documentary or statement on his social media platform where he is now being called anti-Semitic. And I wonder, because you see the pros and cons, people who are for him, people who are against him. The team who he plays for has given him a list of things that he has to do that would really say to be accepted. And if you have had the opportunity, and I go back to the definition of learn, if you had the opportunity to allow yourself to gain or acquire knowledge, then you understand historically, as a Black man, as a Black woman, as people of color, have to live and understand this world that we call our home. And understand that it's like I grew up. Let me try to do it this way. I grew up in a generation where there were certain things that you had to learn, and there were certain things that you were taught. And I can remember my grandparents and my parents telling me that people will always see you differently because you are black. And the history of America, and I've talked about this before, I emphasize on the word United States, the word United. I emphasized on that because my grandparents and my parents, along with aunts and uncles, always told me that because you are black in this America, you will always be looked at as less than. Now, they would also back that statement up by saying, but you understand that you have the ability to do anything that you want to do. And there's a difference between ability and access. But one has to continue to thrive because of you have the ability because you are black. And our history goes beyond the United States of America. We have to travel across the sea to understand. And I go back to the definition of learn. We have to go across the waters to learn just how special, just how valued and valuable we are. So I grew up knowing that from watching my grandfather and watching the struggles that black people, African Americans, had to endure in the 60s, in the 70s, even as late as the 80s, as I became a teenager and high school student, dealing with the struggles of just being black. Now, I want you to understand something that's important here. Even harder, and I know we don't want to talk about what's real, it's even harder being black and being a black male. The struggles that you go through, I experience not as often as somebody else, but I know what it's like to be stopped or to be questioned or to be asked, to be looked at, not because you've done anything wrong, but because you are black. Not that you've done anything wrong, but because you have an opinion. Not because you've done anything wrong, but because of your history and because of what you've been through, you see things differently. That's why my uncle and my father experiences in the military were different than our white brothers' experience in the military. My uncle didn't come back home to parades and opportunities. He came back home and was reminded by people in power, like police officers, the government, that he was still black. And because he was still a black man, he was going to be treated as such as history had shown him before he joined the military. When he went off to other countries to fight for the United States of America and represent the United States of America, that when he got back home to the United States of America, it was not united as related to how he was treated. There were only certain things that he would be allowed to do. When my white brothers came back from the military, they were applauded. They were given opportunities to excel. The doors were open for him. And so when people always say that was then, things have changed, why do you got to keep bringing it up? Because it has changed, but not changed enough. I say that because of what's still happening in our world today. I know that there are catchphrases that we go through. We see this in more so in the political arena. It's okay to, I listened to the governor of South Carolina. Him and his wife was doing an interview or making a commercial, and they were talking about how people wanted to defund the police. And I listened to this other politician, this other white brother, who made a statement that if you want to get rid of the police, call on a crackhead. We have now evolved in a world where history teaches us that there were times when you could ride into a certain counties and see signs up that we don't want you here. There were signs that showed that the Klan ran this place. We are being reminded when there was signs that were up that said colored only and white only. That's why our white brothers and sisters in some instances can be so negative now. Because history has taught them that they'll be okay. That there are not repercussions as they weren't back then for what you feel. And we understand now because of the social media networks that exist that you'll find more people that also believe what you say and also are determined to keep their way of living as their fathers and forefathers have taught them. So what do we do? What do we do? Why am I talking about this? What do we do as black men to turn this around? We go back. I want to go back to the word learn again. We go back and learn who we are. And learn whose we are. If you've never picked up a book, I ain't mad at you. But you have other ways, my brother, to learn about you. There are audio books. There's YouTube. There's Google. There are so many avenues and opportunities to learn now. There's really no excuse not to get better or do better unless you just don't want to. you know, if you're used to, hey, this way of life, and you adjusted to it, and there's enough, you have enough people in your social realm, a social network around you that you know, act the way you do or accept life the way you do, and you're satisfied with that, then hey, that's you. But if you have any kids or grandkids or young people that are part of your social circle, then you need to look at them and ask yourself, do you want them to experience the lifestyle that you're living, or continue to go through the things that you go through? Or do you want things to be better for them? Then you have to make the sacrifice now to learn and allow yourself in certain instances to also be taught. It's really that type of decision that you have to make. I've had to learn, you know, I'll be 60 next month. I've had to learn that there were times in my life that I had to humble myself. I had to allow myself to learn, and I had to allow myself to be taught. I had to allow myself to confess that I was wrong. I had to allow myself to even confess that I didn't know everything. And I had to learn how to listen. And I learned that not all white folks, white brothers and sisters, are bad. Just like not all black sisters and brothers are bad. I had to learn that not all white police officers are bad. Not all black police officers are bad. Not all white politicians are bad. Not all black politicians are bad. But we have bad people their agendas are not for all of us. Their agendas are for a certain amount of people. And usually, their agendas are not good. And the question is it because they learned how to hate, or they were taught how to hate? And if you learned how to hate, that has carried over from generation to generation to generation. If you were taught how to hate, then you can also be taught how to love. And I believe that we black men have the power to be the ones that can go out here and show, because of history, that we can turn this whole thing around. I'm counting on us to learn, to continue to learn. I'm counting on us to continue to allow ourselves to be taught. And I'm hoping and praying that we can get away from this, it's me, it's about me. I hope that we can get to, it's about we. I'm talking about brothers now. You know, some of us, it's just kind of all about us. We get allowed to get a few pats on the backs, and we don't want to share and let some people pat my back or your back. And that's not going to work. eventually you will hit your glass ceiling too. So you have to be able to share, you know. That's what Paul did biblically, didn't he? He, as great as Paul was, he knew he had to teach Timothy. He wasn't going to be around forever. Like you and I. We're not going to be around forever. So it's important that we not only learn, then we teach. We pass on how great we are as black men. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.